Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, great people of Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is your hour of the Thursday night live open mic with none other than Miss Poetic E holding it down, and I'm waiting for my co-host, Mr. Stevie G, to roll on in. But until then, we are definitely excited to announce that we are going to be ending the Battle of the States and announcing the a reigning state this evening and coming on with a new challenge this evening. But we are definitely going to make sure, you know, we get a lot of the poets rolling in. So we're going to announce that a little bit later on in the show. But let's just get it off and pop it with a little bit of spoken word and, of course, some music. And if, you know, you comedians want to come in and hold down the mic, you can do that too. All right, let me get right to it. I'm definitely going to be playing some amazing tracks this evening from various talented people out there, because we love to support all the indie artists as well as, you know, all of the spoken word artists trying to do their thing out there. Because it's, you know, you have to have a support system. You have to have people that support you and show some love. You just got to share some love out there, people. All right, we're going to get it off and popping with a little bit of spoken word from one of our amazing spoken word artists. He's from Michigan, Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? And we'll come back and, you know, roll on through and take some calls here. But until then, Detroit and all our global listeners, check Mr. Hakeem Crampton out.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rise of armies.
Who am I?
And yet I never fall.
Who am I? Who am
I? I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix.
Who am I?
I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time that never ceases.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
I move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
seed of life. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me. I am that infinite possibility. I am the discovered one. I am that neo light that never dims. The moon borrows its glow from my existence. I have been courted by the galaxy. I am the nearest star, and yet I am that universe beyond. I am the source of the seed of life, the life germ that grows under my spell. I am the seasons of time and nature. I am the wind over the sea. I am the hurricane in the ocean. I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts. I am the grass that grows. I am the cornfield. I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself. For that is the eternal one of the one. He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, Detroit, welcome back. Welcome back. That was none other than Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? You got to ask yourself that question sometime, and I hope you come up with a good answer. Well, all right, I see we have definitely some people, you know, hanging out on the switchboard, so we're definitely going to let you guys come in. But, you know, I see that my co-host has arrived in the building, so let me connect him in first, and let's get it off and popping here on the Poetic Energy Network Station. Mr. Stevie G.
What's up there, Miss E?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful, too. How about that?
That's good. Now we can be standing.
All right. Well, it's such a lovely evening, so I guess we just get it off and popping here and take our very first caller here and invite him to the mic. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Stations. Caller from the 615, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Jazzy Sedelic.
Oh, Miss Jazzy Sedelic, how are you, my sister?
I'm lovely. How about yourself?
I'm great. Well, we definitely going to be rocking you tonight, so I hope you can definitely stay around and hear it.
I will. I got some of my people in Nashville tuning in as well, so
represent. So what you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to do an inspirational piece called Empowerment.
All right.
Empowerment takes your level higher. We all have imperfections, convictions. What's your priors? The depth of insecurity I require, like murder for hire. But I choose to kill with words of fury. I'm on trial with myself as a judge and jury. My vision used to be blurry, but hindsight is 20/20, basic like ABC. The learning network on Jazzy TV, broadcasting frequencies frequently. So stay tuned to the segment called Stop Dissing. Take the diss out of that, give discouragement back to its owner. Negative is a loner. Positive and courage, let your goals flourish. The cycle of doubt is vicious, anti-spyware needed, malicious. The lack of confidence is fictitious. Look at where you're getting your information. Close your eyes and ears to ideas that cause complications. Opinions is just that, an opinion, where someone opened their mouth and spoke what they wanted to be true. But don't let them think for you or guide your decision too. They reside in Whoville. Always talking about who, me? So ask them, who real? Because they steal. Lost without a cause, a play without the pause, perfect without the flaws, a coward without the balls. Strengthen your walls. If the walls could speak, what would they say? You don't play? Stop acting that way? Or where does your backbone lay? You already have the mind, body, and soul. Put your pieces in place and make yourself whole. And take back control, empowerment. Thank you.
Wow, empowerment. Yes, take back control. Yes, I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Miss Jazzy, I love that. You know, it's just amazing how we can use poetry to empower, heal, encourage, and I just really enjoy that piece.
Thank you.
You know, kind of tell us what kind of inspired that piece. What, you know, what place were you coming from when you, you know, decided to write that piece?
Just surrounded by a lot of negative energy, and we tend to get caught up on other people's views and opinions of us, not really looking at ourselves for who we are.
Hmm.
So we kind of just kind of got to weed out everything and just push forward. So, and it's always going to be negative.
Hey.
You know, for any reason, people are always going to find reasons behind reasons to hate. So you just got to stay encouraged and empowered within yourself.
Amen, amen, and amen again. All right, I heard that. I love it. All right, Ms. Jazzy, well, you know what we're going to do right now. We're going to play one of your tracks, but before we do that, tell the people how to reach out and touch you.
All right, you can catch me on Reverb Nation. It's Jazzy Sedelic, J-A-Z-Z-Y-S-D-L-I-H-C, and you can also find me on Facebook. Oh, and Twitter, I'm sorry, and Miss Jazzy 909. And I want to thank you also for continuously supporting me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, you're a phenomenal artist, so, you know, we got to support our own. Who else will do it?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Miss Jazzy, we're going to go on here, and I hope you can hang on for a minute because we're definitely going to get ready to rock you right now.
Okay.
All right. You just heard Miss Jazzy Sedelic on the mic. Well, we definitely wanted to get one of her other tracks in rotation this evening, so we're going to go with her track, Move for Love. All right, and then we'll come back and take some more calls.
place in me, in the comfort zone. Inside it all, it's my home. I can live there forever. I wish. Ah, the essence of sensuality. Candles lit, I'm digging who I'm with. Listening to a jazzy select mix. Grooving, so we perfect music notes. Highs and lows. Curling my fingers and toes. You know how the story goes. Always a hit, no miss.
Detroit and all our global listeners, you heard it. That was Miss Jazzy again bringing it to you. All right, we thoroughly enjoyed her sharing with us that track, and we definitely love to keep our artists in rotation. So if you are a spoken word artist or any form of artist, please make sure you send in your tracks to pensproducer@live.com, and we definitely will put you in rotation because we support. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. Let's put a little music up in the mix, and then we'll take a little bit more calls. But we're going to take it old school because I know that's how my co-hosts like to do. So we're going to roll with some Lenny Williams, I'm sorry. And then we'll come back.
A big difference.
For sure. All right, we'll be back after this.
No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you, baby. I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. And the tears would fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad, to one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You helped me. You helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
I think Lenny expressed himself very well in saying, I love you. I love you. Anyway, Miss Michelle had to take a break for a minute, so while she's taking that break, I'm going to read one from my collection of poems, and it's called, Do We Have Any Idea? Isn't it funny how we seem to expect love to just drape on us like a silk suit? Or how we chase it around character to character in hot pursuit. How we say we're in love when actually we're not, just because it feels good when we hit the right spot. Infatuation is sprouting like wildflowers in a meadow, confusing the ignorant ones that think they know, like suburbanites in the ghetto in search of better blow. Clinging to a feeling that we felt a few times or less, not realizing our lives are about to become a hot-ass mess. What's going to happen when love really strikes the right spot? How will we wipe away the web and untie that huge knot? Because real love can take you up and down. It can make your heart smile and make your mind frown. Love can make you do some spontaneous things, like see how many carrots can be set in her ring. Oh, my God, love can be a doozy. And on the other hand, love can be quite soothing. I don't want to scare you or make you think I'm love bashing, because in the courtship of love, I can be extremely dashing. Don't think that love comes easy, because it doesn't. Love can be like trigonometry. One moment you think it was, and then you realize it wasn't. Oh, it's a great gift that's been implanted since childhood. We're just mere humans, and sometimes love is misunderstood. But once love has attacked our minds, hearts, and souls, it embraces our entire anatomy, no matter how young or how old. So be aware of love in all its entities. And when in love, don't hold back your sensitivities. Let go. Let your senses increase. For love's entities are gentleness, kindness, happiness, and most of all, peace. Lenny Williams said it. I love you. I think my co-host is back. Ooh, that was a long hand clap. I must have did something special.
Right, Detroit, and all my global listeners. CVG, thanks for holding it down for me.
No problem, no problem. That's my J-O-B.
All right, you know what it is. This is the Thursday Night Live open mic. And I know a lot of people are anxiously waiting, wanting to know who the reigning state is. All right, I'm not going to. You know what, first I'm going to, by special request by my friend Daryl, he wanted me to read my poem, I Am Love and Love Is Me. That happens to be one, one of the shortest poems I've ever written, and I love it because it's about love. So I want to read that real quickly, and then we'll get into the announcements. And this is from our anthology, the Synchronized Ink Anthology. All right. I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the colds of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds, and it spills with love, blood stain. I am love, and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone. Because I am love, and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free. And that's my piece. I am love, and love is me.
It's a love night, I see.
Yes, I see. Well, a friend of mine from Facebook wanted me to read that poem. I don't even know if he's here on the line. I see a whole bunch of numbers on the board, but I don't know. So, Daryl, if you're there, I read the poem. All right, we're going to keep it going here.
Love is in the air tonight.
Love is in the air, yes. I was like, you know what, Stevie G?
Yeah.
On Facebook this morning, it was just like everybody was talking about love. And I had this little, I'm going to actually read that, you know, this little quote just came to me out of nowhere. And I happened to put it on Facebook, and I didn't even realize how many people would, you know, I think mostly men responded to it. And it was just something I just kind of put out there in the universe and gave a message to love, not to anyone in particular, but I'm going to read it because I know you don't hardly ever be on Facebook. But anyway, this this is one of my statuses I put up this morning. I am sending out a message to love, and I'm telling him, love, I love you back. And whatever transition we both are going through, it's making us both better people to love one another unconditionally and divinely true. Love, I love you. It was just a simple message, but I just you know, so many people responded and kind of, you know, one brother said that it really touched him in the every part of his soul. And, that, you know, that's kind of, you know, deep for just some words of exchange and you really, in a few words, how you can really touch somebody. And, you know, that's what poetry does, is, you know, it touches you in places that, you know, you didn't know you could be touched in, you know.
I think we all prepping up for Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, everybody else may be. You may got a point there. Well,
oh,
all
you're
right.
Not?
You know, no, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, okay. That special man jump up in there.
You know what? I've been tested, but I don't. I haven't for years. I have a reason for that.
We're going to go on a... I'm going to start a contest. We're going to start a contest. The first man that can write the prettiest, sweetest, most intensified love poem to Poetic E. Going to win a...
You know, I'm not saying... I celebrate love, but I just don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I think it's just... You know, it's a lot of days I don't celebrate. I choose not to.
Love, but if that special day for love comes around, you ain't going to celebrate it? Even if you're in love?
I create my own day of love. Listen to why I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Because I feel like, you know, I don't want to condition a man to love me one day out of the year. I want him to love me every day of the year. And, you know, it really works for me. Trust me, I've been tested. But and I always ask that time.
Just because he loves you every day of the year can't mean that he can't put special emphasis on that love on one special day of the year. I mean, he can love you every
day. It's the day that we create, not what society creates. It's the
difference. I ain't going to argue with you.
Special.
A woman. I ain't going to win.
There's something mighty doggone special when somebody just love you just because they just want to love you in spite of somebody picking out a date and to tell them that they should love you. It's just something distinctly different with that kind of attention and that kind of love.
Okay. Wow. Well, preacher.
You don't want me to preach about it.
I see.
But anyway, the show must go on. I see we have some people waiting on the line, so let's get it off and popping, and then we'll make that announcement after this. All right, we're going to take the caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
216, you're on the air.
Oh, yes.
You're on...
Nate Dizzle.
What's
hey,
up, Nate?
Nate, how's it going, Mr. Dizzle?
All right, how y'all doing? How you doing, Stevie G?
I'm doing good, Nate. How you?
Oh, pretty good. I can't complain.
That's good, bro. No good.
What you rocking the mic with tonight?
I've entitled this piece Self-Worth Stripped.
All right.
Okay, here we go. They want to be like us, but not before they strip us of our self-worth. It's often said the best kept secret from Negroes should be kept in a library. And we as black people are made fun of from staying out of a library. They ship sisters from overseas. They ship sisters from overseas while treating sisters here like there's a fungus among us. The beautiful sisters overseas simply are a reflection of what's right here in the good old U.S. of A. White women get Botox lip shots to mimic our women's natural lips and facial expressions. Then the Chinese man conspires with the white man in his deceptive plan to strip our women of their self-worth by selling sisters' weaves and eyelashes, contact lenses, and wigs to further strip us of our self-worth, you dig? Hollywood looks to the hood to find out what's really good, fashion-wise, hairstyle-wise, but I choose not to ignore right what's right in front of my eyes. The white boys tattoo themselves and sag their pants, and the networks call them the new Negroes. White mainstream media trying to erase the black people and their accomplishments. Hold on. White mainstream media trying to erase what black people and their accomplishments have done. It's like Janet Jackson saying, due to Mike's death, I'm on top now, it's all about me. When the whole world knows that Mike held it down and built his family's empire. Everyone want to be like us, the have-nots, a nation built on the backs of black slaves, paying very little attention to the contributions that our ancestors made. The only way to be successful as taught in their school is to have a dream, and nothing like the one Martin Luther King bought. In unity, there's strength among certain nationalities. But when governing the American Negro, it's in chaos, there's confusion. They've made their money and a house divided against itself cannot stand. And this is what the American Negro doesn't seem to know or want to educate his mind so that he may understand that we become overcomers by helping each other overcome. Black man, give credit where credit is due. It will never diminish you. Let's build each other up and leave no stones unturned that they may tear us down. That is my piece.
All right. You know what? Let me clap it up for you first. Yes. It's a night to go. All those claps and more and more. All right, Nate, you came a little different. You came with a little different twist, and you and Miss Jazzy on the same wavelength about, you know, empowering and encouraging, and, you know, tell us where you came from, you know, when you wrote that piece. What state of mind were you in?
I just look at life. You know, I'm 41, and I'm from L.A. I lived in L.A. 20 years, and I've been up this way for 21 years. And just living in a lot of different places, I see a lot of things. You know, I meet a lot of different people, talk to a lot of different people, have a lot of different experiences. And to me, black people really don't get the credit that we do. And to me, it's like we're more harder on each other than white people are on us. We won't give each other credit for nothing.
Right.
And it's sad. It really is. I wish it would change. I could just
Absolutely. Hope
to be a part of that change. That's all I could do is hope to be a part of the change. No.
All right. You said it right. You have to be a part of the change.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. You know, tell the people how to reach out and touch Mr. Nate Dizzle.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Nate Dizzle, the white polo with the glasses, you know, handsome brother. I like to think so anyway.
Oh, yeah, to put that shameless plug out there, the handsome brother. All right.
Might as well just say the pimp.
Right.
The brother with the white shit, and I'm the pimp, the handsome one.
Right, exactly.
All right, Nate. Thanks
all
for
right.
stopping
Thank
in.
Thank you, Nate. We certainly appreciate you, my brother. If we still have time, come through with another one. All right. You heard that with Mr. Nate Dizzo. Before we go on, we might as well tell you, drum roll, please, CBG. We got to get the drum roll up in this.
There you go.
I didn't hear it.
I can get to a drum roll. All right.
I know so many people have been waiting on, you know, the anticipation is like, oh, my goodness, wish you come on already and tell us who won. The Battle of the State. Woo! This one was definitely a hard one. And I really, 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 whew, Lord have mercy, wish it could be more than one state, but nevertheless, it can only be one state that's reigning after going through all of the, you know, battles. The reigning state and the winners of the battles of the state is the state of Ohio.
Oh my! I can't believe it.
Ohio, and you know who? And you know, I kept you on live on purpose, Nate, because the person who brought Ohio in the number one spot was none other than Mr. Nate Dizzle. You helped.
Right.
You just helped pull y'all in. Especially with those people that you did. You came with it last week, and man, I was just so rooting for Michigan. My Michigan people did their thing, but, you know, we have to concede and just, you know, humbly say congratulations to the state of Ohio. And I'll get with you and tell you exactly what, you know, I think it's three of you guys, so maybe three or four. And I'll get with you who you are individually. All right. Okay. Now we only got 15 more minutes. Congratulations, Nate.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go with the very next caller after this. I want to make a quick announcement for those that didn't know, because I didn't even know myself until it was brought to my attention, that my publishing company, Mike Michelle Publishing, and myself was nominated for Publishing House of the Year, and I was nominated for Poet of the Year. I think there was, you know, by Words on the Street, I don't know if the voting has stopped or if it's still going, but if you get an opportunity to go by my page, I'll put another link up. And, you know, if you get an opportunity to vote, please vote. Some of you, I did put a link on some of your pages, so if you get an opportunity to vote, please vote for us. We would love to, you know, actually, you know, rain in those spots, you know, if it's meant to be. All right, with that being said, let's keep it going here. We got 14 more minutes, and we have other people on the mic holding it down, wanting to get it in tonight. So we're going to take a caller from the 832 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What's going on? It's Keith.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Stranger. Oh, great. What you going to do for us tonight?
I think I'm going to do my thank you piece tonight.
All right.
I never did get to thank you, so thanks. For the time spent and wasted through life changes thrown into wishing wells coming out empty-handed. Although the bad outweighed the better, cold shoulders outweighed warm weather, dear times outweighed love letters, they say it's better late than never to say thank you, so thanks for nothing. Thank you for being the Noah Kane that numbed me when I wasn't able to withstand my legs being cut from underneath me. And thank you for giving me the greatest gift you could ever give to a man. It just so happened to be not for me, but you did it so discreetly, so incompletely. Thank you for throwing more weight on my shoulders and allowing it to almost defeat me. to beat me down to the simplest fraction of my manhood, but the shelf life of an expired canned good. My life almost deteriorating like an old man's will before it got better, but they say it's better late than never to say thank you, so thanks for nothing. Thank you for making me realize that hope floats and bringing me to the realization that it floats until it floods, leaving you washed up on the banks, lifeless with no boat. Asthmatic breathing like a fish out of water can't cope, and that floating hope you had turns into no hope when you thought you were living for something, but like they say, it's better late than never to say thank you, so yeah, thanks for nothing. Thank you for bringing me back to the realization that I'm not a doormat, and I can stand firmly on my own too. And I don't have to evade my four corners. I can stay inside my box and don't have to please you. Thank you for making it known that I don't have to settle for less. Well, number one, stare me in my face and all you can give me was just second best. When I gave you my undivided attention and all, I got was just seconds left. I waited entirely too long just to see if it would get any better, but like they say, it's better late than never to say thank you, so thanks for nothing. Thank you for bringing me back to the realization that I'm not new to this. I was born in a struggle, deep roots to this. I was born with hustle, stuck like glue to this. This is why I do this, I'm a fool with this. Thank you for being the storm clouds that always seem to bring the scattered showers from my eyes during bad weather, but this year is better late than never. And lastly, I would like to thank you for my past depression, beating myself up and grieving. But most of all, I would like to thank you for leaving. That's my piece.
Oh! Thank you. Wow. Yes, sir. That's some sort of sending off right there. Thank you. We always enjoy you, but you know that one right there, you came from a different place from that one, you know, than I'm used to hearing from you, and that was awesome. Yes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm gonna have to borrow that send off. Can you please tell people how to reach out and touch you?
They can reach me at Keese, that's Q-U-I-S-E Williams on Facebook. Or Keys the Notebook, whichever one you prefer. Or you can slide on over to www.onestageonemic.com. That's one word, .com. And that's where I am.
All right, you heard it. Definitely a phenomenal brother and definitely someone to stay connected with. Thank you so much. It's good to hear you after a while. I'm glad you came through tonight. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm at work doing nothing, so I called it.
All right. We appreciate you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have to listen to that again.
the track will be posted tomorrow, so.
All right. Yes, we definitely going to be looking for that then. All right. All right. CBD, did you say something? I'm sorry. Did you?
I said that was a really good piece. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
Appreciate you.
All right. All right. Thanks, Keith, and enjoy the rest of your night at work. All right, good people, Detroit and all my global listeners, thank you, poets, for just really coming through and just sharing your voice here. I enjoyed that. All right, before we go on further, let's announce that next week we will be starting a new challenge, which will be all about desserts. You can write a piece and bring it any way you want to bring it. And this is I know desserts sound very, very broad. But this is so that you can reach into your creativity and come forth with it. You can bring it erotic. You can bring it spiritual. You can be patriotic with it. You can be lyrical with it. You can be comedic with it. This is a way to create, expand your creativity. So next week will be a different challenge. And we will be, you can come up with, banana pudding. And then make a piece from banana pudding. I hope you guys understand what I'm talking about. You can make, cheesecake. If you like chocolate, come with a piece on chocolate. But we want to make it fun and entertaining and just really have a great time with it. So I'm looking forward to whatever you guys are going to come up with. But I definitely have something up my sleeve. And so I'm looking forward to that. So that will be the challenge for next week. And congratulations to Ohio again. I want to make another quick announcement. We are doing today is February 9th, and we are still taking submissions for the Homeless Anthology. We cannot go over the due date this time because we have a documentary that we're doing also with that. So the deadline date is February 29th. So many people have been asking, and so many people have sent in submissions, and we are totally doing something totally different with this anthology. We are taking it actually to 7 different states and representing 7 different poets that's in the anthology, and we're going to be giving back to we're going to be showing the film, charging a little small fee, and all the money that we raise from showing the documentary will go to the homeless organization represented in the state of each, that poet that's representing that state, and the gift will be in honor, of course, my company, Mike Michelle Publishing, myself, and that poet that's representing that state. So you still have time to get your submissions in. All you need is 2 poems, no more than 5, a picture of yourself, a bio, you know, 200 word or less bio. And then, of course, all the links, you know, no more than 3 links where people can reach out and touch you if they're in looking in the anthology and they happen to like your pieces in there and want to reach out and touch you. And also you have to pick an organization within your state that that caters to the homeless or, you know, the dislocated worker or something like that. You know, it caters to the organization like that, and that will be the organization that will be criminalized in our book also. We're putting a directory of organizations that we've looked into and that can be supported. So if somebody buys our anthology, they're also able to just say, okay, you know, I want to give some money to an organization. What organization can? And all they have to do is go to the back of the book and say, hey, you know, I'm going to pick one of these organizations in here because we've already looked into them, and, you know, these poets are, you know, representing some of these organizations. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that we're doing, and we have so many people. We have a musical talent, Say, I don't know, you know, she sings world music, gothic music. She has given us the green light to use some of her music in our documentary, and we so want to thank her. After, you know, we had to sign some contracts and releases and things of that nature, but we got it in, and, you know, she's just an amazing spirit. So just look out for our anthology, The Homeless Cry. And coincidentally, you know, we decided to go with the documentary being The Homeless Cry also with the subtitle, The Truth About Homeless. And we're going to spin it that way. So, if you know, look out for, you know, reach out and touch me on my page if you're interested. Or you could send submissions to Michael Michelle Publishing at live.com. And before February 29th, you got up until 11:59 p.m., man, when the clock hits 12 midnight, it's too late. All right. We're going to take the very, very next caller here. Caller from the 252 area code. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 252, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Did someone say something?
No, I wasn't aware that I hit the button or anything, but I'm just tuning in. This is my first time actually tuning in, so I'm just
really all right, okay. Well, welcome. If you just tuning in, we certainly appreciate you. You want to at least tell us your name?
My name is Patrick.
Patrick, welcome. We certainly appreciate you tuning in and listening to the show. We hope you come back again. We're here every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you're always welcome to listen in. All right, we're going to just mute you, you know, but again, welcome.
All right, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, Mr. CBG, what's going on over there?
No,
we got 3 more minutes.
I got 3 more minutes.
You got something you want to say?
I can read something, but I ain't got nothing to say other than that.
All right, well, go ahead and read something then and take us on out.
All right, I'm going to take us on out. Right after this, we're going to go right. You got any announcements you got to make before I start?
No, I think I got them all in.
Being that we on that love tip tonight, I guess I'll stay on that love tip, and it's getting close to Valentine's Day. So the name of this poem is one of my favorites, There She Goes Again.
All right.
There she goes again, bringing up that same old shit, and then wanting me to caress her body that night after that long, drawn-out fight. There she goes again, creeping up on me in bed, her legs wrapping around my legs, expecting me to forget the earlier shit, but the leg feels good, so I hit it. There she goes again, getting on top of me and looking in my eyes, saying, Daddy, I like the way you ride. When done, I'm satisfied, so is she. Then she looks at me and says, I gotta pee. There she goes again, screaming because I left the seat up, because her ass got all wet up. I laugh when I hear the splash while she's screaming like she has whiplash. There she goes again, mad at me once more, screaming and slamming doors, angry and won't speak to me. So I put my arms around her gently, but she shrugs me off a tad. I don't really think she's mad. There she goes again, asking me to put my arms back. But instead, I kiss the small of her back. And she turns and looks at me and says, I love you, baby. There she goes again, cold as ice, then hot as fire. There she goes again, being my heart's desire. There I go again, loving her, because there she goes again. And that's my piece.
All right, Mr. Stevie G, with that, I love that piece of yours.
Well, I guess it's time to take us out. Everybody have a blessed week and a better weekend. And we're going to take y'all out with some Teddy tonight.
All right.
But none quite as lovely as you. More beautiful than a Mona Lisa, worth more than gold. My eyes have a pleasure to behold. You're my latest and my greatest. Things never looked clearer, peace within never felt nearer. My burden gold turned into a storm. Tender as a baby touch, I needed you all so much. To give you all that I have, I'll be everything, everything you think I am. You make life a joy to me, and I'm thankful, yes, I'm blessed, just to know you. I've seen so many things, but none quite as respectable as you.
That was Teddy Pendergrass, keeping the love going. See y'all next week.
All right.
Good night, everybody.